produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Your grace and mercy brought me through. I'm living this moment because of you. I want to thank and praise you too. Your grace and mercy brought me through. Oh, Jesus, your grace and mercy brought me. I'm living this moment. A sinner like me to tell the world salvation is free. There were times when I just didn't do right. You watched all. sister demanded that I should die. But grace and mercy said, oh no, oh no, oh no. We've already paid the price. You see, I once was blind. But thank God, I can see. It was because of grace and mercy.
Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you as humbly as I know how, dear Heavenly Father. I just thank you, Lord God, for just keeping your people just covered, Lord God, and allowing our minds to stay on you, Lord God, and just to know that you sit high and you look low, Lord God, and there's nothing that happens under the sun that you're not aware of, Lord God. Lord, I ask you, Lord God, to govern everyone's mind during this time, Lord God, and just to keep everyone's family safe from hurt, harm, and danger, Lord God, and just allow them to know that if they keep their minds steadfast on you, Lord God, that you will see them through. And I just ask you, Lord God, to just cover all the pastors and the bishops and the apostles, Lord God, and their families, Lord God, that are connected, Lord God. Lord, just cover everybody that are in the head leadership of whatever organization, Lord God, and just continue to keep your arms upon, wrapped around everyone that is listening on today, Lord God. Lord, I ask all of these things in your name. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So great day, everyone. Natasha Allen here with Nurture by Natasha, here to help you to cultivate that healthy lifestyle while taking time to put the mask on you. And so today is a great, great day to be here on today. I'm super excited of just to share with you here on today. And so many people during this time, many of us may lose focus and all of those things. And so I want to share with you some encouragement on today to just help you of staying focused. And so it's super important to stay focused. Don't get distracted of what's going on around you. Some of the things that are going on, we cannot control. But what we can do is we can definitely stay pray fast and all of that good jazz. And just continue to keep our mind really stayed on Jesus. And if it's things that, you know, you can do to make a difference in what's going on, then definitely do so. But do it in peace, do it in love, and do it in kindness. Kindness makes the world goes round. It really, really does. And so I'm super excited today. I want to share with you on some tips and tools to help you to stay focused during these troubled times. The Bible speaks of all of these wonderful things that are happening. Many people may not think that they're so wonderful, but, you know, God knew that we would come against a time as this in our nation. And so it's super important to definitely to stay focused, right? You should always stay focused in the midst of anything that you go through in your lifestyle, as well as, you know, the things that's going to come up against us. We got to remain ready, right? Be ready. Pastor always tell us that, to be ready. And so the first thing we want to do is get rid of distractions, right? Sometimes we got to get into our quiet space, whether that's our war room, whether that's our car, whether it's in your bathroom, wherever that serenity space is, is sometimes we got to move into a quiet area, right? I've never known you to really can hear what someone is saying or what someone is having you to do if you're not in a quiet space. And so sometimes we got to even quiet our mind. Our mind is truly a playground. And so, you know, doing that, oftentimes many of us, we have these wonderful smartphones that we have that we stay so tuned into. And sometimes we got to turn off the notification and turn on that everlasting Wi-Fi that connects to us, that's going to keep us steadfast, that's going to give us directions and what ways to go. Sometimes we're going to have to close some things out of some people, some places, as well as some things that, you know, get us off track, off kiltered. And then sometimes we got to tell those around us that, you know, you don't want to be distracted at this time or period, because you have some place that God is taking you and he's elevating you. And sometimes we may not always see, you know, what it is that he really wants us to see. Sometimes he brings people to us to share with us what it is that we have been praying for in our quiet time. And so at that time, you know, you got to remove distractions so that you can be able to hear and maybe to be discern to hear these things, right? It's super important to do that. And so we have to put a lock on social media, even though many of us, we love the social media and things of that nature and the things that, you know, the information that it's giving us, even sometimes even turning off the television. Turning off the television and sometimes even the radio. Sometimes we have to really, really disconnect our cording, our electricity that comes through to these things. The third thing that is definitely super important is, in order for you to be able to stay focused along this journey, is that you're going to have to fuel your body. It's super important to nurture yourself each and every day, right? Breakfast is definitely an essential part of each and every day. And so definitely you want to keep your brain focused. You want to give your brain that energy, that level up, right? And so many of us, we're dealing with things such as diabetes and different things like that, the diseases of things that's going to make us feel uncomfortable. But not only even fueling our bodies, we got to fuel our souls as well, right? It's super important to give our souls the energy that it needs, right? The meat and potatoes of life. It's in that B-I-B-L-E. And so we have to really, really stay connected and hide the word in our heart. The Bible tells us this over and over throughout time, throughout the new chapter, as well as the old, if we begin to really to comb through, is that we have to fuel our bodies. And so you really have to study to really show yourself approved and what it is that's going on, right? You got to be equipped, because all the time we may not have our swords with us, which is our Bibles. And so I'm sure many of you have probably heard that growing up. And so sometimes we need that extra boost along our way, along our journey. And in order to get that extra boost, we have to definitely stay ready. You got to stay ready all the time, not just when trials and tribulations come, and not just when you feel that you want to twist God's arm to give him, to get you something, right? Is what I'm trying to say. And so it's super important to fuel your body. It's different aspects of the wellness wheel, but today we're going to talk about the spiritual as well as the physical parts of your body. And so it's super important to wake up with a song and a praise on your heart. And just think that someone else's cross is much more heavier than what it is that you're going through. Many of us, we may not understand what's going on around the world, and many of us do. And so we have to definitely, you know, gird ourselves with the right things, the right tools, the right verbiage to say, right? And so, you know, growing up, you know, my grandmother used to say, you know, you got to hide the word in your heart. You got to really study to show yourself approved. Have you really read your lesson on today? And so, you know, and when I really reflect back on my childhood of going to Sunday school and things of that nature, I'm grateful for those times because it's these times now that great grandma and grandma was talking about that's going to really, really help to propel us into our destination of where God is taking us. Sometimes we got to get into the trenches. We're going to have to go into the valleys, and sometimes we're going to even go through some dark places. And so it's the times that you're going to need to really to hide the word in your heart, to really study the Bible and really to read it and really to, you know, read the precepts upon precepts and really learn what it is. Right. We heard some things as a babe in Christ or as a youth growing up and even going through the motions. Then I remember being made to go to church. You had to go to church. It was a must. In our household, it truly, truly was a must. And especially with my grandmother being a pastor, it was truly a must in the midst of going. And so even in the midst, you know, you hear things so repetitious growing up. And that's the problem with society, no matter where you are at in the country, is that too often many of us, we hear the words that are being stated, but we haven't subscribed them on our hearts. And so once you subscribe them on your hearts, then you become really focused of those times of reflecting back of, oh my goodness, these were the times that they were referencing to. And you can have a sense of joy in your heart, right, of the things that's going on, as well as we can also feel saddened in reference to some things. The other thing that we have to definitely do with our physical being of ourselves is get enough sleep. Get enough sleep, right? We got to avoid those things that's going to, you know, really take us off kilter because we got to be focused. We got to be focused. This day and age, you know, is so much that is coming out the woodwork and you know, it is supposed to be a quarantine time of that time that you can really wind down and really think of some things, right? But even getting enough sleep, it really helps you to really be prepared, to be on your A game, as they say, to be on your A game and to really, really to be focused on what's going on. And so in the midst, we got to be smart about what it is and how it is that we're moving, right? We got to know what exactly needs to be done right in the midst of our day. So we know that, you know, he doesn't give us the spirit of fear. So we know that, you know, in the specifics of the day that we have to stay rooted. We know this already. We know this already that we have to definitely stay rooted. The other thing that I wanted to share with you in reference to being smart about your goals and your things that you want is that you got to keep track. It's a progress along the way. And along the way, we grow. And we have to see the progress that's in ourselves, the progress that someone else may see in us as well. And then we got to be really realistic in reference to things that we know that can be done. So many of us, we've made excuses for so long of why we can't read our Bibles, why we can't get closer to Him, when He has cleared everything off of our table. And so that you can achieve whatever it is that He has been trying to get your attention into doing. Sometimes He got to trip us over and over and over again until He trip us so much that we get tired of hurting our knees, that we begin to bow down, right? And that we begin to say, Lord, what is it that you have me to do? And it's all in His timing. Timing is super important. And so in such a time as this, now is the time now that we need to pray more than ever. We need to reach out to our brothers and sisters and check on them and genuinely see how people are doing. Being more mindful. And that's and part of being focused as well. Being more mindful and not allowing our mind to just wander and just to sit back in this idle time to allow our mindset to be the devil's playground. You know, this is the time that, you know, when we stay rooted, we don't have to worry about where our next meal is coming from, right? We just keep our mind stayed on Him and to not be so prideful of if someone is willing to help you. Some of us are so prideful in the midst that, you know, they will be that angel that God sends to help you into what it is that you need. And so really being mindful of your surroundings, being mindful of the things that are going on and, you know, just recognizing. Recognizing is super important as a part of, you know, staying focused and not allowing the things that God had already spoken to you for you to do. Some of us haven't even done those things as of yet, right? And so you know what that may be. If it's some things, if you have some gifts that are inside of you, some things that he's been telling you to do, now is the time. Many of us, we've been making excuses for years, for decades. And it's super important to train your brain to be more mindful. Finding time to meditate, finding time to work on your physical being, meaning even if it's to exercise more, to get your temple in order. It's important to get your temple in order. Many of us, we're concerned that we can't go to church. I get that. Fellowship is super important, but we can still fellowship. Be mindful that you can still fellowship with each other. There's gadgets out here. We have technology and all of that good jazz. But we have to continue not only to nurture ourselves, but to utilize ourselves as a vessel. We're a piece of the puzzle that he has designed us to be. To reach out and, you know, call your sisters and your brothers to check on them genuinely. And so these are these times that he was referencing to of being there, being that comforter. He's a comforter. He is. He truly, truly is. But just being there and taking that time. And the bottom line to everything is to just remain focused. Remain focused. It's super important to definitely to remain focused, right? Remain focused. And so it's super important, more now than ever. Sometimes you just gotta hum a song, or, you know, just remember the times were great, right? But there's gonna be times when times are gonna come where times is just super amazing, where it's going to be so mind-blowing, right? And even though things may be happening to us right now, and some of the things, as I stated, people don't understand, I'm trying to say is that God will truly make enemies your footstool, right? He will truly make your enemies your footstool in the midst of whatever that may be going. And so really be specific in your studies. Study and read your Bible, and, you know, really not just read just a verse, read the chapter. Sometimes you got to read the chapter, and holding yourself accountable to know that you got to really study. Now is the time to be studying and, you know, be on your A game in reference to it. And, you know, if someone else really doesn't know the parting of their sins and things of that nature, we don't want to bash them and beat them down. We want to uplift them, right? This is the time now where we should be sharing Christ with everyone and checking on people. Not everyone is okay. Not everyone is okay. And so we have to begin to check on others and to make sure that they're doing okay. And how can we help, right? How can we really help in the midst? And so hopefully these helpful tools that I've been giving to you here on today is that you know that his grace and mercy will keep us, right? I'm learning to accept these times for what they are, a clear example of my deep needs for grace and mercy. Grace and mercy, his grace and mercy has brought me. And when you listen to the melodies of the song, it says, your grace and mercy have brought me through. Your grace and mercy has brought me through. And so it's super important that we know that it's his grace and mercy that keep on bringing us through, even sometimes when we can't hold ourselves. And we can just say, and I'm living this moment because of you. And I want to praise you. And bless you too, because your grace and mercy has brought me through. And then we can begin to really reflect back over our life and just to see all the hurdles that we've already accomplished, right? It may be a dark time right now. Of many of you may be going through a dark time or going through some things in your life. But even in the midst of while you're on your knees, and even sometimes we are dormant, lay flat out, stretched out with our face just buried in the ground, on the, wherever it may be. We know that if we turn over and we can begin to look up and to know that we can still see the stars that are placed perfectly in the sky. We know that the sun will definitely rise again, and we know that the moon will shine bright. No matter what comes and what may, we know that His grace and mercy, that we can cherish that. We can cherish that of His promise that He gave thousands and thousands of years ago. And so remain focused. Don't lose sight of the end, of what's near. It's super important to definitely to remain focused, to know that He's a man that He shall not lie. He has not left us, nor has He forsaken us, even in such a time as this. And so thinking on today of what I was going to share, I was going to share something else, another totally different topic. But I said, you know, I hear you, God. I'm going to listen to what thus said the Lord. And sometimes we got to remove self. Sometimes, you know, we want to do some things, but we have to really remove ourselves in the midst of staying focused, and not everything is going to go the way we want them to go. Right? It's not going to always go the way that we want it to go. And so I was going to speak on accountability. And so, you know, we'll definitely talk about accountability in the midst of how, you know, staying accountable in your lifestyle and the things that you do can definitely help you as well. So it's super important to stay focused. And sometimes He's going to hold you accountable as well of the things that He wants you to do. And who knows, even maybe still at this time, even though, you know, it didn't come together with me speaking to you about accountability, but we'll have our time in speaking of that. But today I wanted to definitely talk to you about just being focused, staying focused on what is at hand. What is the task at hand to stay focused on? Maybe you're writing a book, right? Maybe that's something that's your task at hand, and writing a best publishing book that's going to be the tools that's going to help to propel this nation forward to duties that God has you to do right here on His green pasture. We're just vessels that are just passing through. And so even of us being the vessels that are passing through, remain focused. He has so many tasks and things that He wants you to do. And listen, if He feels that you cannot be that vessel, He'll plant the seed in somewhere else. And so I'm grateful. I'm honored to be here with you here on today. And hopefully this has touched someone. I'm not sure who this is for, but just wanted to come and just to tell someone on today to remain focused. Don't fall off track. Whatever it is that God had whispered to you in your quiet time, whatever it is that you've been praying about while you've been dormant, keep the faith. And if you don't have any, I definitely offer you the mustard seed size of faith that I have to help you to know that you too can carry on. In spite of what it may look like, He has not forgotten you. Even though you maybe have been in a dark place, He still sees you. Trust me, He does. Many of us are grieving with so many things. Maybe a loved one. Maybe it may just be the things that you're going through. Grief comes in all different forms. And so keep the faith. Stay rooted in your word and stay steadfast and rooted in Him. And I'm going to leave you with, if you're one that you definitely feel the need that you need to definitely speak to someone, find someone that is on foundation, on sturdy ground, of someone that you know that you can entrust in, right? And so it's super important. Yes, prayer does change things, but sometimes we need to talk to someone as well. And so my name is Natasha Allen, here with Nurtured by Natasha, here to help you to cultivate that healthy lifestyle while taking time to put the mask on you. Definitely listen to the melodies of this song. Hopefully it blesses you the way that it has blessed me. And just know that your grace and mercy, His grace and mercy, has brought you through thus far.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA 1-347-850-8560. toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.